can't sleep at night without your 8x10 by my side. The day will come for us to be together. Don't worry about a thing, not even stormy weather.
It never rains in Southern California,
but it rains in Cleveland. But thank God it's not today, because it's a beautiful day outside. Welcome, listeners, to the Josh and Maria Cribs Show.
Yes.
You know what? We were just tuning up and we were checking the mics and we decided to just sing a little Tony, Tony, Tony. So I hope you didn't
mind.
We
do that every time, though. We just never.
Each and every time we start
the
show.
That's how we warm up. We just never record it. We just never put it on there.
Right, but we got it today. So it's a beautiful day outside. How you feeling, Josh?
Man, I'm feeling great. We were just riding around town for no reason, wasting gas.
Because the sun was shining. I don't know. Something about the sun just gives me energy.
Right, man. We feel like Superman out here.
I could do anything.
That's what it's supposed to do. The sun is supposed to make you feel good and vibrant, make you want to go outside. And you know, that's why that Zyrtec is on deck.
That Zyrtec.
That and pollen the, count like 1,000.
Flonase.
All you hear is us sniffing all night. Coughing.
Well, hold on. Why you wake me up in the middle of the night telling me, man, how hot
that,
it was?
Because that Zyrtec, I was stuffy feeling. I felt like I was being attacked by fire.
The air was on.
It was, but I was just stuffy, man. You know how you stuffy
you
in
know,
the middle
Josh,
of the night?
He bad and bougie. We can't open the windows and let the air come in.
I got
in.
To
he
go
got
to
allergies.
The guest room.
He got asthma.
I got to go to another space.
Yeah, don't turn the ceiling fan on.
Let's dust. We got to do some spring cleaning.
But
dust
that's
off
selfish.
The ceiling fan and
that's
all
selfish.
That.
Just because you struggling and you can't breathe, you going to wake me up and tell me you can't breathe.
Hey, man. Hey, I ain't never had no excuses. I done play NFL football with full bloom asthma in the lungs.
Yeah. So why wake me up?
Need my inhaler and everything.
If you know how it feels,
you know what?
To not be able to breathe, why wake me up?
You made it seem like I shoved you like, Maria, wake up. I can't breathe. No,
I was
you woke
dreaming.
Up like, what's all that noise?
I was dreaming. I was about to jump into the pit of money. Remember on, what cartoon was
the
that?
The pit of money?
Uncle Scrooge.
Oh, DuckTales.
DuckTales. Ooh, yeah. I was about to dive into the coins. And then you like, I can't breathe.
DuckTales.
I can't breathe.
Launchpad, my man.
That was about 4 a.m.
All right, man.
That's selfish.
Let's get into it.
What are we getting into today? Because if you want me
well,
to roll with it, I got.
No.
Hold on. There go the dog. There go the dog. Where he going?
He's about to go somewhere and use the bathroom.
Yeah.
You got to let him out.
No, where is he going?
Let
you got to keep
ride
your eye
out.
I don't know if any of y'all got pets listening to us, but you got to keep an eye on them dogs.
Got to let them ride
they
out.
They can't be, they like men. They can't be trusted.
Oh,
no.
Lord.
Hey.
Lord.
Keep an eye on them. That's all I'm saying.
Father
keep an
God
eye on your dogs and your husbands.
In the name of Jesus. You starting
saying
on me
that.
Because, man, we got to pray every
saying
time.
You got to keep
look,
your eye.
Look, man,
keep
praise
one eye open.
Confuses
the devil.
Because
I was up when he was hack-a-lacking in the middle of the night. You always keep one eye open. You never know.
Praise confuses the devil. When the even negativity, just start praising on him. That's
praise
my advice to men.
The
word if
I
your
do
wife start messing with you, just start closing your eyes like, Lord, and I apologize, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
So you got all that covered, but what just, do you do when your husband waking you up at 4 a.m. talking about?
But that's the thing, I didn't wake you up. You woke up.
Because you was making
noise.
All that noise, and you felt the need to tell me that it was hot in here and I can't breathe.
Pollen was winning in the middle
but
of the night.
But die on your own side of the bed. Like, don't wake me
look,
up
the
if you
pollen
dying
count was winning.
If you dying, don't wake me up.
I was throwing blows left and right. My immune system couldn't take it. I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay, so
yeah, let's
want,
get
me,
into,
want me to make up the topic? Cause
well,
I can,
shoot, I can bring up the topic because it's near and dear to my heart.
It is?
It's definitely dear. Okay, this is our topic for the day, and I was going to let my wife do it, but you know, we go through this all the time.
I had a few
very
topics.
Often.
I had a few topics. That's why. I didn't know which one you pick. Because, you know, I just flow you know, with it. I can just
so
flow. I can just talk all day. I can go all day. I can go all night. I can go all evening. It don't matter. So I just had a bunch of topics. But just, which one did you decide to do today?
Sometimes you guys just let them ramble.
Quit calling.
If I'm going to take the lead, you know which topic I'm going after. Yeah. How often in a relationship should there be intimacy? Should a man and woman have sex in a relationship? Now, this is a topic widely discussed around the world. How often? How often is normal? And what's an unnormal? What's unhealthy?
What you be trying to do?
Oh, my. What? What you mean what I'm trying to do? Come on, man. So, look. So, currently, we're averaging once a week.
Who?
Barely.
Us?
Yes.
The lies you tell.
We're averaging once every 6 to 7 or 8 days.
Now, let me tell you what you're not going to do. Days. What you're not going to do is get on this mic and embarrass me in front of the whole wide world. That's what you're not going to do.
So, I'm going to just. So, we know the truth.
You
so.
Know people that only have sex once a week. You're not necessarily talking about us, right?
Yeah, we're not necessarily talking about us. Yeah, wink, wink. We're not talking about us, but I know people, you know. Okay, Joseph. Let's say Joseph and Mary.
Mary.
Not Josh and Maria, not to be confused. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in their marriage, they only, or relationship, they have sex, you know, on average between every 6 and 8 days.
6 to 8 days.
And I don't think that, because the last time, you know, last time I heard that the man had told me, or I heard that, it was 8 days.
So that's what they do in their day house.
Yeah, 8 days. And I felt sorry for him. I'm like, dang, brother, 8 days?
So how often do you think he should be getting some pootie time?
Well, for me, a normal to, is I think it's normal to compromise, you know, and healthy to compromise. I think, you know, within a 7-day period, let's just say three. I think three times.
3 times
within
a
7-day period. Is healthy.
What we gonna need
healthy
on this,
though?
On this
I think that's healthy.
On our
and
wonderful,
intimacy, especially when you love
podcast.
Your wife and everything above her.
What I'm gonna
your,
need is some
or
transparency.
Or relationship,
Josh.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna need some transparency, and I just sat here and asked.
We're
you.
Not talking about us. I'm just talking about.
Okay,
you know,
just so just
general.
Say we just throwing it out there. Just say it was you. I'm asking you the question.
Oh,
if
okay.
If it was you and me.
Okay.
How often do you think a man like yourself?
Okay.
Should be having sex with his. Spouse, wife, significant other, whatever you want
so
to
So make
say.
It personal now?
Just make it. It's like just
okay,
yeah,
so
for instance.
For instance, if it's me and you, and you know, for me to be happy, I would love to have sex 3 times in a week. And I'm not going to say, and I think that's normal. I was speaking for myself. I can't say, you know, okay.
If you don't realize
real.
You just.
I'm going to be real. I want it 4 times. I want it 4 times or 5, you know, in a 7-day period. But I know that's me. I know that's not, you know, realistic for my spouse. So, you know, to compromise, if I want it every day, you know, at least give it to me 3 times a week.
But see how you went from, because I asked you the question twice. The first time
I'm
you
a
said
man.
Three.
I'm a man. I want it every
time
day.
You said three.
I want
and
it
now
every
you're
day.
Saying four. How many times did you say?
I said, you know, 4 to 5.
Okay. I know. Okay,
but that's not even realistic for me. I'm like, dang, if you trying to throw it at me every day, I'm going
to
be a happy
and that's
brother.
What I was trying to get
you're going to have
to,
everything cleaned up in the house.
About.
I'm going to start cooking. I'm going to put the apron on more. The great, I'm a fire the lawn people.
All lies.
Because I'm going to need time in between to do stuff.
All lies.
I promise
all
you.
All lies.
I
now,
promise
that's what
you.
I wanted. Yeah, go ahead.
I promise you, women, if you throw it at your brother every day, I promise you, he going to cut the lawn service out.
At your brother,
he
going
to start, look, at your, at the brothers out there, is what I'm saying.
Or
your spouse. The
why
spouse that wants it more. Okay, because white or black,
we got
brown.
Everybody listening to this podcast.
Look, white, black, brown, they're still my brothers because
they're
okay,
men. They're men. Okay, gotcha.
So
you.
If they throwing it, if the woman is throwing it at the man, trying to hook my brothers, at, they going, I'm telling you, they're going to be active. They're going to show appreciation and everything that they do, because I can only imagine if you throwing it at me that much, I'm gonna eliminate the lawn service, so that's gonna save us on money. I'm gonna be out there busting suds in the kitchen. I'm gonna learn to cook more. I'm gonna get my own apron. I'm gonna show my appreciation. Like, dang, she throwing
ooh,
it at me like that.
Lies.
No, I'm. Let me finish.
Ooh,
I'm just telling
lies.
You the things that have changed. And right, and you gonna sing it. But one thing is for certain, and two things, how you say it? One thing is for certain.
One thing for sure,
and
two
things
for
certain. It ain't, you won't never know unless you try. Give me a month. Give me two.
Josh,
I don't even need a
month.
Give me a
week. When I was throwing that thing back at you daily,
you
were still not helping out around the house, not helping out holding kids around where I needed.
See, I don't never remember. I think when we started dating.
Yeah, because you
got sometimes.
Sometimes you remember and
sometimes
you don't.
Right,
yeah.
I get it. You know,
and that's where I really wanted to answer the question to you over and over again, because I know you. I know you. You would take it 7 times a day if you could. So
that
when you
was
try
the
to say
me.
3 times a week, I'm like, who is this guy and Josh. How is he? Who is this guy and how has he jumped into my husband's body up here lying, talking about 3 times a week, Josh? You at least at minimum will want some once a week. I mean, once every day. Once every day. So
yes,
I appreciate
I
you trying to have
more than that
a little bit more transparency and say 5 times a week.
Well,
but
I'm telling you, if you throwing it at me, if you like, baby, come here, man.
I can't
get
believe
you
up here
let
selling
me turn
the
it
listeners'
away.
Lies. You're
I
selling
promise
the lies.
You. All right,
you,
so
Give me a week. You wouldn't change anything you're doing if you getting some pootie tang every day.
Okay, so this is my thing.
Quit lying.
Wives.
And that's why you don't get it every day, because I know you're lying.
So a way to see if your man will change, give him a week. Been say, baby, I'm going to give him a week. So you can't go off of what he's done. Let's try to start things anew and say, I'm going to give you a week. I'm going to throw it at you every day. Let's see if the change. If it's no change, hey, I'm going to do what I've been doing, and you're going to have to do what you and take it when you get,
ladies,
when you get it.
Let
give
me
him a week
you,
and see,
ladies,
if the change. And I promise you, I change. By God's hand, I change.
Right. Ladies,
by all the men out there, I change. I'm about to stop preaching.
Don't
I change, wait. Lord.
Don't waste your time.
I'm telling you, no, I change. Bold
right
change
there.
For that.
Ladies, don't waste your time. He lying. These men
no,
out here selling
it's
people
not wasting
dreams.
Your time.
You can get them as much action as they want. They still gonna have attitudes. They still gonna be
give them a week
on
and
the
see
couch
if they don't
watching
change.
TV. They not. You,
but I'm telling you to give them a week.
Josh.
Say, cause look, a relationship ain't going. They not gonna give them more than that. They gonna say, oh, I give you 3 weeks. I'm gonna throw it at you every day. Nah, give them a week and say, hey, if it don't happen immediate, it ain't gonna happen. So look, if they both sit down and agree, I'm gonna throw it at you as often as I can, no matter if I'm tired, lazy, to the side, everything. I'm gonna throw it at you and let's see if you change. And I'm gonna be and see them with the women who don't want to do it. That what they're gonna do? They're gonna be complaining the whole time. Like, see, every time he mess up, see, I told you you wouldn't change. Like, what happened? I just passed gas, baby.
Y'all get that sometimes and y'all forget.
I
you can be,
stepped on
you
the
can
floor.
Get done putting
y'all
it on real good, real, real good. And they be like, all right, babe, can you go downstairs and give me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I mean, I want a peanut butter and
so
jelly
we,
sandwich.
So I'm not saying be a slave.
Oh,
saying,
I thought that's what you meant.
No. No, I'm saying they're going to definitely make the effort, more than the effort, to help out, to do the right thing, to be nice,
be
to be positive.
You should be making the effort naturally because you love your
well,
wife.
We're men.
And you
we
want
to
help
we want
her.
A goal to reach. So give us something to reach for. Like, baby,
if you
do this, I'm going to do this.
Y'all
I'm
so
like,
backwards.
What?
Y'all so backwards. Y'all don't think, okay, let me pay her forward. Let me go ahead and gas up her car, you know, wax up her car. Let me go ahead and clean out, get the little vacuum and clean out the little mud on the inside that the kids done left behind and get the french fries all on her backseat. Y'all don't know how to pay it forward. Let me go ahead and wash these dishes for my baby before she get home.
I know I did that.
Pay
I
it forward and then I guarantee you will get
okay.
some action.
Okay, so
period.
I
pay
I
it forward.
It
Quit looking at it like, oh, do something for me first for 7 days, for the whole week, and then I'm gonna really turn on and be the man you want me to be. No, pay it forward. If I come home when I pull up in the garage, I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta wash these dishes. I gotta
what about
hold
that
them clothes.
One day
my daughter
you
got
left,
volleyball tomorrow. I know her knee pads are dirty. Like, I think about all this stuff I have to do. If I came in the house and it was already done, I'm taking my clothes off right there by the washer and dryer.
That's
period, point blank.
Every man knows it. That's a lie if I ever heard one. If I ever heard one in my life,
do it. Do it.
Like
singing let me
a
see
Negro
it. Do
spiritual.
It. Do it.
I feel
do
like
it.
It's a lot. Okay,
you ain't gonna
so,
do it because you too be so trying to look at and see what can be done
was,
for you.
This was quite recent.
Because you know, men, they feel like, oh, I pay for everything I've been here. I got this. I got that. I did with your mama.
This was quite recent.
They feel like they're owed something. So
you
that's
was,
why they
you was
want
just
you
gone
to put it on them first and see what they do afterwards. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This was quite recent. You actually left and I told you, you was like, oh, I got all this stuff, dude. Can you get the clothes? Can you do this? Can you clean the fish tank? Can you do this and that? I'm like, what? And I gave you the impression I wasn't going to do anything. You came back. I done washed the dishes. I done vacuumed the whole living room, the front, the kitchen, the back, everything. I done cleaned the fish tank. I folded your clothes and put the clothes away. We had company coming over. Everything was just spotless. And I ain't say nothing. You ain't say nothing either. And no action happened. At all, and I was like, "Dang!"
Well, let me
paying it forward. So don't let your spouse lie to you like that. I say you both come together at the beginning of the week or whenever, and you set these rules or boundaries and say, "You know what? Throw it at me every day and see why and see how
I
don't change. I'm gonna change right now."
The problem with some men,
have an experiment.
They forget, like
experiment.
For example,
if they forget, they cut off.
Writing down and texting myself.
Right.
So when he try to say,
"How did
I ain't had none.
How did that work out?
I
for
ain't
you?
Had none in a month." I'll be like, "Josh, you just
right.
had some 3 days ago. Stop." Because you get real. Men, they start acting like they got PMS.
Well,
when they don't get no action, they get angry.
Feed the beast.
And yeah.
Feed the beast.
I do. They moody. I don't like that. But no,
hey,
I had, because some of y'all
act the same way when I'm hungry.
So much that y'all don't even Some of you, man.
Because we got food and to get married.
Some men probably like, no, I'm good with once a week.
We heard that put a ring on it. If you want it every day,
scroll back through the timeline. Josh, no, you just said, just had some yesterday. Stop it. What's up? Why do y'all forget? Why y'all get that amnesia?
It ain't no amnesia. It's that we put a ring on it. Or we locked you down. We made the commitment to be, not even having to be married. If we made a commitment and you're with this person and you're my only person, man, throw that thing for him, man. Throw it back for real.
And guys, y'all have the worst timing. Like, don't come creeping in the room when it's, because I already go to bed late anyway. But, I mean,
you making excuses. You're reaching.
Because sometimes we're tired. Like, that doesn't mean I don't love you. And why every time it has to result in full-blown sex? Like, why can't it just be,
let me just hold you.
It always got to be the whole shebang, bang, boogie. Every night you can't do the shebang, bang, boogie.
So do the side thing.
Got these kids I'm up here running up around and around the city with. I'm tired. I'm cleaning. I'm cooking. Doing the sports things. No, I'm tired. And there's nothing wrong with a person being tired. You guys shouldn't be holding your women, you know, hostage for some booty when they tired. That doesn't mean someone doesn't love you. I'm just tired. I don't feel like doing nothing tonight.
Well, how many times you gonna say you're tired?
I'm tired.
Y'all be having the worst timing. Well, what are you doing all day to making you so tired? Because I know one person that said this to me when I was playing in the NFL and I gave everything to my job. I came home. I still had to have something in the tank for my family. And all we saying as husbands, as boyfriends, give us something. Leave something in the tank for your significant other. Leave some side action for your significant. I'm tired, baby, but let me lean over to the side. Be real quick though.
Oh my God.
Reward us. Let us give us an olive branch. Let us hold on a little bit. Give us something.
Y'all give us something to want to drop it like it's hot for. I pay for all the bills that been in his house. You should want to give me
something. It shouldn't be a back and forth. It just should be, you know, that's something that I believe shouldn't be, compromised. There should be a healthy balance of intimacy in a relationship and a healthy balance of sex and everything else. Let's discuss about every other problem, but not sex, because you don't want a man to have to search in another place.
So wait a minute.
I want to
see you search. Search. Go ahead.
Father God, I used the wrong words.
I don't know how to do the clocking of a gun. Do that noise. Yeah. Go ahead and search.
That's why
I said you keep that one eye open. Lord. So what do you think about the couples that schedule weekly sex? What do you think about?
I think that's, you can get bored in a relationship like that when you schedule it. Because there's no spontaneity. And spontaneousness is something that'll keep it live. To keep it, you know, it's almost like doing in the same position and doing the same routine over and over. It can get bored. But luckily, our life is so, you know, fast-paced, moving, you know, always here, always there. You know, a lot of times, we got to make sure the kids sleep. And then it's just kind of getting how you can, because you're in a marriage, your kids are there, and it's so fast paced. You got to get it when you can. So
yeah, and you know what? Maybe our problem is our kids go to bed late.
Right, and I be struggling to stay awake to get some. I'm like, man, I'm tired, man.
If late night with Jimmy Fallon is on, you ain't getting none. Don't come right. Don't even tap me.
But that's the thing. I'm like, I'm trying to strangle the kids. Like, go to sleep. I'm about to start investing in some chloroform.
You got to give him the Benadryl.
NyQuil, yeah.
Take your night medicine, kid. Here you go.
I ain't even going to tell him it's that. Hey, we want to take a family shot.
At 7:30.
Right. Tell him it's a shot. Hey, we taking communion. Get the little cups. Like, we're taking communion. We love God. Thank you. We all say our prayers.
Everybody drink up.
And we put get him an extra dose. We drinking apple juice and they drinking NyQuil.
You are crazy.
That's the way you got to do it right there.
Yeah, I think a couple times a week. You think every day. So a couple times a week.
So on air right now.
Right.
Let's decide how many times a week, and let's try to live by that. And we could check back in.
You ain't about to catch me up like
that.
For your friend, Joseph and his wife Mary.
No, I ain't talking about Joseph and Mary.
Now you talking about you.
I'm talking about Josh and Maria.
I don't know. I just think, man, y'all be. So
how
long?
What is it? Because I said how often a man should, you know, a man and woman should be having sex when
they're
together.
Now, you got single people out there.
You tell me. Don't skip the subject now. She trying to skip the subject. How often?
I think at least minimum once a week.
God,
there are.
I'm about to rip all this equipment off the wall and just Forget all this,
turn
man.
Turn into the Hulk up in here.
I'm really, you making me upset. At man. Least. You better change that,
because
man.
Some, y'all, man, y'all don't understand.
So now we got to talk about
it's going to be seasons of your life where sometimes you want it more than others.
Seasons of your life.
Yeah.
We got to talk about, now we got to talk about, like, what can you do to, like, bring up, you know, the sex drive of in a female.
Well, I who think women that don't women,
want it. Because if you don't want it, it might be another problem.
Reach their sexual peak later on in life than men.
And that's so, probably why it's so much infidelity. You
wow,
think?
I don't know.
And women that don't reach a sexual peak when the man does.
I don't know. I just feel like you go in there and wash some dishes. You might see a peak.
Say you wash some dishes, you might see a peak.
You do
then.
Everything on this list right here, you might get you some.
So you're saying to me and to everyone, once a week.
I'm saying at least once a
at
week.
At least. At the least?
At the least.
So at the least once
that
a week.
That means you might get it twice.
Okay, hold on. So at least once a week, and I'm saying every day. So if there is a compromise like you said there should be.
7 days a week divided by two, because we have to have like a happy medium somewhere. What you think?
7 days a week
so
divided
by two.
So
like 3.5
two.
Times what? A week? Because we got to have a happy medium. You think right. Seven, I think one. So we got to split down the middle.
Right.
Okay. So.
So every other day.
That's just, that just make me tired. I'm going to go to sleep
oh
right now.
Oh my gosh. And, oh my God. See, and the thing is, we've been together for years, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not having sex like we just met, like when you just meet somebody and your intimacy, you're trying to last so long to let them know, hey, I'm not a minute man, or I'm, you know, I could really put it down. Nah, we veterans in the game.
Or
you
trying to show out when you just meet somebody, you trying
right.
to show out.
You trying to
or
show
if
your
you
stuff.
Don't have kids. Like we just have one kid, we have two kids. They're at the age where we're ripping and running them around the streets. We got businesses that we run. It's a lot. You come home tired at the end of the day.
Right.
So
we don't have to show each other like, oh, you doing this. It's intimacy to show, hey, I love you. You know, you love me. I'm still crazy about you.
Mm-hmm. But it still depends on what all is going on in your relationship. So you might have other obligations that take your energy.
Forget all that. You got to keep make sure that it's always time.
When you say forget all that, you're not taking the other person's needs or their, you know, something that could be draining them into consideration.
There should always be time, no matter how busy you are. There should always be time for your significant other that you make available.
Yes. You can have time for your significant other. No.
In the form of intimacy.
No, I disagree. There's other ways. You can have somebody make love to your mind.
I'm about to throw the screen at you.
I know. Okay, so we don't agree on that. So you think 7 days
you
a week?
Mean,
I
don't
think
agree.
1 day a week.
And
I
then,
think
so
it
we compromise.
On
okay, so okay. two times a week.
One, yeah, one and a half times a week. I don't know what
that
half.
Does
that? What could you be doing?
What
with
does
the half?
That? Okay, so right, the half is, the I guess, mind, the laziness, like the lazy to the side. Maybe
no,
that's half because
I mean,
that don't really count
day,
to me.
Every day could be.
Because after that, I'd be like, man, I feel like I was cheated.
Every day could be lazy.
Look, I feel like I was cheated. I'm like, man, are we still together? Because it's been a week now.
Like, man, y'all so driven by sex is ridiculous.
I feel like jail,
like,
man. Don't ever.
It's more to relationship and life.
Don't ever. Go on a vacation without me for too long. I'll be like, I'm gonna call you. I'm like, are we still together? Cause such and such down the street has been looking at me.
Cock the gun back for me, babe. Cock the gun. There you go. All right, listeners, we got to wrap this up because I know y'all got things to do. We got things to do, too. But we
definitely
appreciate you guys listening.
Yes, we do.
Hopefully, it's been fun for you all. And enjoy the day. It's so sunny outside. We hope you have a wonderful day. And we will catch
comment
you.
Back, too, as well on our social media. JoshCribs16.com, Instagram, and Twitter, Maria.
Mrs. Maria Cribs16 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We would love to hear your feedback on our show. Feel free to go to both our websites. MariaCribs.com and
JoshCribs16.com.
Hit us up and let us know you like the show or not. Have a good day. Thank you all for listening. Catch you next time.